Hello friends, so we are on the final chapter of our book, Marketing of Financial Services. And this final chapter is on conclusions and road ahead. When you talk about conclusion, these are the next steps that we need to take as a marketer of financial services. And the learning objective of this chapter is to understand the importance of proactive marketing, because every stance of the marketer should be on the basis of the changes that are happening around. Importance of proactive marketing with the help of latest technology. So it is not only your stance, changing stance, but the stance will be based on the latest technology. So the marketers will also have to keep themselves updated. Only then they can increase the market share. So let's see what all action points would be required in the road ahead. Financial service is a big term, and it covers a lot of ground, because a lot of financial services, different types of financial services, hybrid forms of financial services, structured forms of financial services within the traditional arms of financial services, such as banking, investment banking, mutual funds, hedge funds, foreign exchange, commodities, and more and more and more. So we have to think in these terms, that a traditional branches of financial services are taking newer and newer routes, and to that technology is also spicing it up. So we need to have an approach. Financial sector reforms, waves of globalization, liberalization, and privatization, and the constant upgradation of technology have significantly increased the competition. It has improved the market capacity and efficiency. It has provided access to different types of markets. It also has created different types of users, and it has lowered the cost of capital worldwide, which has greatly assisted in economic development, especially in the emerging market countries like India. Government is also proactive in providing freedom to the financial service providers by making the business norms easier, by having important regulations on security features, but giving freedom to the financial service providers to design attractive products for the benefit of the customer and do business, and at the same time have made various regulations and control. Specifically in the financial sector, we have specific terminology of financial inclusion. Financial inclusion is a process of ensuring access to appropriate financial products and services needed by all sectors of the society in general, and vulnerable groups such as the weaker sections and lower income groups in particular, at an affordable cost, in a fair and transparent manner, by regulated mainstream institutional players. This is a famous word coined by Reserve Bank of India, more specifically for the banking sector, in which the approach is to ensure that no part of the society is left out just because they are backward, just because they cannot afford a costly service. And hence the basic set of services are provided by the players in the financial market, more specifically by the banks. A structured, planned, and integrated approach towards financial inclusion is focusing on improving access to financial services, and has also encourage demand for financial services through financial literacy initiatives. So even though these people might not know that such type of financial services, various financial awareness programs are created across the nook and corner of the country to see that these people use the product and services that are designed for them. How to tackle the new customer? That is going to be an important challenge in the days to come. The only way to tackle the new customer is to provide the value in the products and services and establish trust and loyalty, because this factor are going to remain the same, without which no customer is going to come back or remain. So excellent post-sales service is also going to be a very important factor, because products and services will be provided, but the differentiator can be excellent post-sales service. Financial service provider have to provide interactive window for faster resolution of customer grievance. We have seen social media is catching up. But at the same time, the financial service provider should also be fast in resolving any sort of grievance of the customer. In addition to customer feeling happier and delightful, grievance resolution also becomes a very important aspect of customer service. how to satisfy a demanding customer, because consumer is also getting knowledgeable. Consumer also can interact with different types of people on social media, and hence he can be demanding, but we have to deal with him. So how to satisfy? Through innovation. Innovation is the key to give the customer a wider and a flexible range of products and services. Differentiation, one has to have continuous research and development. Be sure that whatever your product has something special, something different than the competition. Quality service, whether it is innovation or differentiation, there has to be a quality service. Superior value always creates happiness in the minds of the customers. Professionalism, because every customer becomes knowledgeable. Every customer has different ways of approaching with different types of service provider. He can easily differentiate between a professional and an unprofessional approach. Financial service provider should display professionalism in communicating, understanding the customer behavior, as well as meeting the customer's requirements. There has to be always focus on the customer. Gone are the days when you think you are the king. Now customer is the king and everything revolves around him. Financial service provider has to focus on the customer, listen to him more, and understand his needs and wants for delivering the right fit solution to the customer. Only then the demanding customers can be made happy. And finally, financial service provider has to identify attractive markets, because even in competition, there is a lot of potential in the unidentified markets. So success of a financial service provider or an intermediary will depend on identifying new product opportunities, converting risk into risk-free returns on investments, and create exponential growth. The self-delivery channels like ATMs, kiosks, cash deposit machine, etc., should have a modern look to attract the customers towards it, for diverting the branch traffic to these terminals. More and more upselling, reverse selling, cross-selling will happen. Banks can collaborate with social media sites through which the branch bank can serve the customers. Such arrangements can provide excellent customer support systems in the future. The younger generation will have to be treated specially, as reaching out to them through sophisticated technology product will be a great challenge. Banks should also simplify its procedures and remove the finicky guidelines that get in the way of delivering compelling customer experience. So simplification of procedures, simple documentation, user-friendly technology, this should help the bank to create a user-friendly image in the minds of the customer. Smiles on the face of the marketers and salesperson will be the key mantra to face the customer of the future, since this is probably the only thing impossible for the self-serving automated channels. And every smile is infectious. Everyone wants a smile, and this should be effectively used in the days to come. Financial intermediaries will have to rewrite the brand strategies to create right competencies in each market. Leveraging on the emerging technology, branch banking will yield enormous growth opportunities in the future markets also. Banks should also adopt interactive self-discovery solutions using touchscreens, Wi-Fi, video kiosks at their branches, or even on the offsite delivery channels for providing dynamic solutions. Customers will be won only by bringing added value to their lives. Data breaches, viruses, privacy issues will demand top attention for preventing control and security measures, as they are part and parcel of the growth. Any bad experience not only spoils the image of the bank or the financial service provider, but it can have a serious impact with negative word towards their growth and the stuntedness in their development. Implementation of more secure payment gateways will ensure online payment security and protection from online frauds or theft of data. Security checks built in the payment across and multiple factor authentication will help people safer. People have started trusting brands for their online transactions. Marketers will have to design popular, user-friendly and secure products for trust-building activities, which play a big role in building the brands and credibility proved contagious. A new marketing philosophy supplemented by new marketing organization will be crucial for the success of marketing organization in the future. The marketing CMO of the future should embrace the new things that are happening, should listen more to the customer and his salesperson, and design products and services which will be useful, full of value, and create delight for the customer. Thank you.